Welcome to Smell My Feet, where we totally get into great books by Australian authors. My name is Tom, and today we'll be reviewing one of my favourite books in the entire world, Thomas Appleby, Convict Boy by Jackie French. We brought you this special ad-free episode today in the hopes that you'll subscribe to our Patreon, so you can get special episodes a week before we release them to the public. Jackie French is an amazing Australian author who has written more than 110 books. She has a passion for caring for wombats, and in a weird sense of irony, she has dyslexia. Jackie is a capable writer with a passion for the history of a colonial Australia. I've read many of her books, including Nanbury, Pirate Boy of Sydney Town, and Eureka. However, Convict Boy has become a favourite read that I keep coming back to. Convict Boy was awarded the Children's Book Council of Australia Notable Book Award in 2005. Convict Boy is an emotional journey that follows the experience of a young boy called Tom, who through various reasons beyond his control ends up a chimney sweep in the dirty streets of London in the late 17th century. Tom becomes one of the youngest convicts aboard the First Fleet. Convict Boy is a book about a young boy who becomes an orphan and is sold to a workhouse. He becomes a chimney sweep and is lost to a life of petty crime in order to feed himself. Tom is caught and sent to Australia and is one of the 1,033 convicts aboard the First Fleet. Convict Boy paints a vivid picture of the First Fleet's journey from England to Australia. Jackie French has a wealth of knowledge around colonial Australia and gives us a wonderful perspectives within the book. Thomas is the second youngest convict aboard the First Fleet, and we see multiple perspectives from his point of view, jumping from when he was a child to when he was an old man. The book explores the settings of England as well as Australia when the First Fleet arrives. One of the things I love is the way that Jackie French jumps between him as a young person in a life of struggle and him as an old person, as somebody who has made a lot of wealth in Australia. She does this by often talking about food. As Thomas is a young boy, he's often dreaming about all of the wonderful food he would like to have. And as Thomas is an old man, he's often reflecting on all of the wonderful food he does have. Jackie French uses many powerful similes and metaphors in her writing. An example from Convict Boy is the metaphor, his whole life sliced from him. This compares the feeling of losing one's past to the feeling of being cut like a knife. It is effective because I see a vivid picture in my mind through the use of the author's words. Jackie French has written with incredible detail and description. Close your eyes and I'm going to read the first sentence from this book. This describes Tom's first impressions of Newgate Prison. Had he already died and gone to hell? Wondered Tom as he stared around him at the roar of swearing, screams and groans, the stench, the tumbled, crowded hustle of men and women. The thin rags hanging from their bodies, the skin rotting from the cold and damp, covered with ulcers, fleas and bugs. I love Convict Boy, and this book has inspired me to become more passionate about early colonial Australia, as well as to explore other books Jackie has written. I've now read this 8 times, and I'm sure I'll read it again to children in the future. Convict Boy is incredibly insightful in its delivery of Australian perspectives of colonial Australia. I would recommend this book to all students who are interested in Australian history aged 10 or... Convict Boy is a compelling piece of writing that is both entertaining and informing. Jackie French has gone on to write many more successful books after she released this story to concrete herself as one of Australia's most successful authors. Thanks for listening to our podcast, Totally Awesome Reads. I'm Tom Houston, I'm your host, and if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please like, comment and subscribe on our YouTube channel, as well as our Apple Podcast channel. You can write a review there if you've enjoyed the podcast. We hope to see you next time as we review our next book, which will actually be by the same author, and this time we'll be reviewing Jackie French's Nanbury. Thank you, hope to see you next time.